Hi there and welcome. My name's John Painter from www.jploans.com.au. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about how to choose between mortgage brokers. If you're thinking about home loans, car loans, or reviewing your current situation, you might want to consider reputable mortgage brokers. A broker can save you valuable time, offer you expert advice, and what's more, their services are usually free. Basically, the licensed mortgage broker will identify your requirements, identify mortgage options that meet your requirements, act as your advocate in negotiations with lenders, and arrange all the paperwork necessarily to secure the mortgage, and guide you in the right direction for complementary services required. Put simply, in a market where you are literally overwhelmed by choice, the role of a mortgage broker is to weed through the good, the bad, the ugly, and ultimately arrive at a solution that best meets your current and future needs. As a broker is commissioned by the banks, you should look to take advantage and get the best deal. There are many things to look for when choosing between mortgage brokers, and it's very important as this will ensure the right home loan and the right structure. It will also ensure the whole process of buying a house, refinancing to a lower interest rate, releasing equity, etc., is done with the least amount of stress as possible, and that you're able to most effectively align yourself with the required complementary professionals to fulfill not only the home loan requirements, but the whole loan, financial, and property process. Choosing between mortgage brokers is something you should never rush, and therefore, there are key several factors you should look for. Good history and good reputation. In today's complex market, you want a broker that's been around a fair while with some good experience. If you have a close friend, colleague, or someone in a similar line of related work, like a lawyer, accountant, or business broker who recommends you a loan specialist, then this is a great advantage and hopefully your chances of successful experience are heightened. Secondly, do they deal with a large number of lenders? If a broker only deals with one or two lenders, you may miss out on best possible option for you personally. Often this can show laziness on the broker's behalf and a lack of understanding of the complete marketplace. Having an association with a large number of lenders often means that your mortgage broker can even secure loans for people with bad credit and various other options not available by everybody. Are mortgage brokers associated with a number of mortgage professional bodies? The more professional bodies a mortgage broker is affiliated with, then the more likely they would be complying with the stringent compliant process. Professional bodies may include MIAA, MFAA, FOSS, COSS, to name a few. While on this point, it is a good idea to ask for their education qualifications and to check their broker and license numbers. These then can be double-checked with one or all of the above-mentioned bodies for any further information. Fourthly, how does a broker find the best solution? A good broker will have a standard methodology and not just scribble some notes out on a pad, but give you a computerized summary of your situation and options in preferably a PDF format. Make sure you're aware of the actual cost of the loan, and always a good idea to compare this with a bank or even another loan consultant. Also, given the new strict compliance rules and regulations, make sure your broker presents you with a disclosure credit guide, customer privacy statement, does a full client needs analysis, and then presents you with a preliminary assessment for you to sign, and also a credit proposal disclosure document. This is very important, as failure to do so is not complying with industry regulation. Fifthly, friendly and accommodating. This is important as each individual has specific situations that need more attention than others, and a broker needs to work with that. Rapport can be built or destroyed within the first minute of meeting someone. As a mortgage is a very personal process and sometimes can be a very lengthy process, having somebody you get a good feeling about and somebody you feel you can work with over a certain period and potentially many years is something that I feel is very important. Six, referral relationships. A good mortgage broker will have reference points or referrals from strong relationships built over time for any other services you may require. If there does not seem to be close relationships with third parties, then that can often be a warning sign. Hopefully here are some handy tips for when looking for a mortgage broker to secure the right home loan for you, equipment finance or personal finance. Above all, make sure you ask lots of questions and get information in writing and follow your own instinct. For more information on any of this or home loans in general, please come and visit us at www.jploans.com.au. Thank you for listening.